2月6日，深韵艺术团洛杉矶专场的第二场演出爆满，观众认为深韵把能量、色彩、力量、优雅和深邃内涵完美的结合为一体，带给他们强大的震撼。前来观看的两位媒体人激动地告诉记者，他们被征服了。下面请看报道。
J.D. 黄和 Daniel Cookman 都来自洛城 VNCR 61.3 FM 电台，他们表示最初以为是一个很小的演出，观看之后大吃一惊。
It's just something else. It's blown me away. It's truly more than entertainment. From the start, I had that feeling I'm going to get some message here. And so throughout and the song, four songs, and I just read the words and everything. And I felt that you guys want to inspire, to change the world, to changeChinese and to change American, to change the world even after the show, and that's the effect that I think you guys succeed.
Daniel Cookman 是 61.3 FM 电台的新闻主播，他也曾经在电视台工作过，他表示看到这场演出让他学到了很多。
I learned a lot today because the music, the culture, the custom, you learn because you heard about the history of China, butBeside history, I think they go to the modern time too.
Daniel Cookman 也表示，这场演出也会让全世界了解真正的中国。
All kind of people in the world know how Chinese people is, not with the Republic of China, because it's totally different. Because that changed my mind a little bit too. Because you know, have a lot of bad thing about communists, and this is a freedom country, and this is a culture. We learn a lot of different things, and we get to know more about Chinese people.The human one, not the Communist Party.
新唐人记者顾兰红、袁科，洛杉矶采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团2月5日晚在洛杉矶的多罗西钱德勒剧院进行了首场演出。洛杉矶作为世界影都，汇集了各族裔的文化和艺术，而神韵所带来的中国神传文化的精髓至善至美，并且寓意高远。观众表示，神韵的美远远超出了他们的预期，这是他们收到的最好礼物。请看来自洛杉矶的报道。
So my husband said he's going to treat us, and it was the best treat we ever had. It was just amazing. It's something that I've never experienced. I've seen so many theatrical productions, and I couldn't wait for the curtain to open for the next scene because they were all so unique and different.
Very beautiful. This is not what I expected at all. Very gift. Yes, presently surprised.
Every time the curtain opened, it was a new vision.New colors, amazing colors. It's just every time you get shocked that those colors will work together, and they do. It's a phenomenon. Somebody has to see it to believe it.
I knew about a little bit about Chinese culture because I lived 2 years in Hong Kong working there, but it was 20 years ago. So I knew a little bit, but I was really surprised how beautiful everything was, how well coordinated the color.The music, everything was just gorgeous. We really, really, really enjoy it.
I really love the show. I like the colors and all the energy that it was showing throughout the show. So I really had a good time, and this is a birthday present actually for me. It was really enjoyable from my mother to me. So it was the best present she could have given me.
I came all the way from San Diego just to see the show.
神韵纽约艺术团将从2月5号到14号在多罗西钱德勒剧院演出十场。这是新唐人记者肖明、文清洛杉矶报道。
神韵纽约艺术团2月6日在洛杉矶的第二场演出满场，观众反响异常热烈。下面请看来自洛杉矶的报道。
2月6日下午，洛杉矶多罗西钱德勒剧院人头攒动，神韵在这里进行了第二场演出。在演出前，售票热线几乎被打爆。
今天我们的票供不应求，几乎是满场。
下午三点，演出准时开始，现场气氛非常热烈，挑剔的洛城观众再次给予神韵真诚而热情的赞美。
I want to say one thing. I enjoyed this show very, very much, and I would recommend anybody to go online or come down here and get tickets. It's one of the most spectacular shows I have seen in a long, long time. And when I was in Beijing.I never saw anything like this. This was a show that is worth 1,000 words.
I just loved it. I, I would do it all over again. I don't mind sitting right here and see the next show. It's that beautiful. It's very nice. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I have lots of Chinese friends and hope they're all here watching. If not, I hope everybody watches it, Chinese or otherwise. And actually, I am planning to tell my family in New York that they should see it when it plays in Radio City Music Hall in New York City next. So I hope they see it.
对于神韵所传达的精神信息，西方观众表示，他们不仅可以明白，更有一种心灵得到净化和启迪的感动。
It just seems like it's a time of our culture to be looking at spirituality in a different way. And I was not expecting to have to find it here. I was expecting traditional culture. And then to find this depth was very enlightening and very, it piqued my curiosity.
I feel there was a depth to it. There was a vitality. There was just lost on me, some of it. But I could feel the spirit.It was a spirit of yearning, a spirit of purity, a spirit not to be diminished by anything earthly.
这是新唐人记者肖明文清在洛杉矶的报道。
神韵的观众对舞蹈演员的高超技巧、优美的身韵赞不绝口。一位心理学家对神韵演员如何能够配合一致，提出了他独特的视角。
心理学家 Carolyn Stein 说，演出美极了，美丽的舞蹈演员，精致的服装，美妙的天幕，达到了一种整体美。因为各种元素的完美配合，晚会才能够如此的杰出。
The dancers, it seemed like everybody was very equal and very graceful and generous how they were. I think the choreography was just very exquisite. There wasn't just one particular dancer that was standing out. They were all very beautiful and very talented. The men and the women, of course.
Stein 女士说，她刚刚造访完中国，那段时间内她尽量的努力去了解中国，但是神韵让她看到了她在中国看不到的一面。
But I think that being able to see the problems with religion, with exercising your beliefs, I thought it was very well done. I was very surprised seeing on stage.What they were able to express. I doubt if they could do that in China without being in trouble. And I think that the Chinese people viewing this would be very proud of how the culture was shown and how the dancers and the singers and the music was all so beautiful and all the talent, of course, of the great history of Chinese culture and beauty.
新唐人记者蓝红袁科洛杉矶报道。
美国神韵艺术团在美国加州洛杉矶的首演，当地时间晚八点钟开始。神韵的到来受到加州政要的热烈欢迎。下面请看报道。
50多位加州政要纷纷发来贺信，恭贺神韵再次莅临天使之城洛杉矶。他们包括联邦参议员范史丹、华裔联邦众议员赵美心、联邦众议员贝希拉、联邦众议员沃斯特等。此外，还有7名加州参众议员、洛杉矶市长和5名市议会成员。以及洛杉矶县县政委员会5名成员等，洛杉矶周边城市的数十位市长与市议员也纷纷向神韵演出发来贺信及褒奖状。神韵艺术团演出所在地是坐落在洛杉矶市中心的洛杉矶音乐中心，它始建于1964年，是美国三大艺术演出中心之一。该音乐中心由4个剧院组成，其中有多罗西·钱德勒剧院、Mark Taper Forum 话剧院、Amundsen 剧院以及2003年才落成的沃尔特·迪士尼音乐厅。神韵表演的剧院则是名闻遐迩的多罗西·钱德勒剧院，最大可容纳3200人。
If you sitting inside, it's a very intimate feeling. It's a warm feeling. Again, the architecture is very 1960s neoclassical, but it's beautiful. It's if you just walk around, it's not only about the experience of seeing the performance, but actually being in the venue. You feel the history and you feel all of the various folks and that sort of the spirits of the other people that have come through here.
多罗西剧院是洛杉矶爱乐交响乐团和洛杉矶歌剧院的大本营。1980年7月，邓丽君曾经登上洛杉矶音乐中心钱德勒剧院的大舞台，成为第一位在此演唱的华人歌星。
奥美加·麦蒂娜女士毕业于著名的茱莉亚音乐学院，她是格莱美奖古典音乐部的前任主管。2月6日，麦蒂娜女士看过神韵演出之后，对神韵给出了她最高的评价。
二月六号下午，洛杉矶多罗西钱德勒剧院的贵宾厅高朋满座，神韵纽约艺术团的贵宾招待会就在这里举行。奥美加麦迪娜女士，这位在古典音乐界做了12年高层主管的专业音乐人，在描述神韵的时候说，看完神韵，她感到自己变成了一个更好的人。
And I just feel like a better person. I just feel like a better human being because it speaks not only to my intellect, but it speaks to my heart. And I was just telling my guests, I feel like a good human being for having experienced this magnificent event.
对于神韵的整体效果，麦蒂娜女士感觉那柔和而亮丽的色彩组合以及和谐的动作来自更高的层次。
Was sensuous in the most aesthetically beautiful way it could be. It just took me to a place that I don't get to often in our pop culture, in our secular culture. It was so refined and cultivated that I just feel richer, you know, richer in the good sense.
麦迪娜女士说，神韵的美来自内心。
The beauty is innate. It comes from within, and you can see it. It just transcends everything, and it comes through the movement. It comes through that whole package of being choreographed, being executed to the best and skillful way.And it just makes, I think, the audience feel that much more elevated. It edifies the audience. I just feel blessed. May I say that? I just feel blessed having been exposed to this level, this caliber of performance.
这是新唐人记者肖明文凯在洛杉矶的报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的精湛演出令中外政界人士都赞赏不已，齐声推荐观众都来欣赏神韵。下面请看报道。
布纳公园市的市长布朗先生抗力于2月6日下午观赏了神韵纽约艺术团的演出，并在贵宾招待会中颁发褒奖状。
It was fantastic. The costumes, the music, the dancers, everything was just beautiful. The singers, there wasn't anything that was wrong with the showIt's something I would come back to over and over again to see. I encourage anybody that hears my voice to come down and see the show. It's entertaining, it's inspirational, and you go away with a good feeling.
市长夫人克里斯也深表同感。
It was wonderful. I enjoyed the message. I enjoyed the costumes, the dancing. It was just flawless. And the singing and the piano player. I, too, encourage anyone to please come and see this show. It's fabulous. It's wonderful.
台湾侨务委员李秉信已经是第四年观赏神韵的演出，对舞台上所展现的意境有更深刻的体会。
一般人啊，对于这个中国的节目哈，往往有一种觉得大概流之于所谓的古板，但是神韵本身它所诠释出来的是一种很活泼的味道，而且它也以一些非常细致的这个服装或是一种科技的技术哈，把这个中国人他所最强调的这种精神的力量变成是一种肉体上的支持。我觉得有这样的节目更可以深刻的体会出哈，这个所谓的天上地下哈，天上人间啊，这个所谓神人之间的这样的一个结合。
新唐人记者肖明、蓝红，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
2月7号在美国可以说是美式橄榄球超级杯的星期天，但是这并没有影响到人们欣赏神韵的热情。在洛杉矶的多罗西钱德勒剧院再次爆满，演出结束后有两位作家表示神韵圆了他们的东方之梦。下面就让我们来看一看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
据威尔斯先生说，他的母亲去过东方，热爱中国文化，这场演出帮他圆一个中国梦，也是给他101岁生日献上的大礼。
Mother, who will be turning 101 this coming Saturday, and this is a birthday present for her. So this is a big treat for her and for me to see it. It's just spectacular. The movement is incredible. The color, the spectacle, it's just a perfect show.
他表示，家里已有亲友等待他回去分享神韵观感。
I've got people at home asking me to write this up when I get home, and I'm going to use a lot of adjectives to describe how beautiful it is. And I think this is a great gift.To people of whatever culture or ethnicity, to get this historical look at classic dance, classic Chinese dance.
和先生结伴而来的退休作家诺纳萨奇表示，
I love this show. It was very, very, I don't really know that much about Chinese culture, but the way they presented it made it very palatable for anybody, even if they didn't know anything about Chinese culture. The costumes were absolutely magnificent. They just took my breath away, and we enjoyed every minute. I would recommend it to anybody. It was beautifully done, very professionally done, and very, very enjoyable.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的精彩演出让炎黄子孙倍感骄傲，更加希望这些美好的节目能够传递到世界各个角落。请看报道。
台湾驻洛杉矶艾尔蒙地市的潮儿中心主任简许邦是第二次观赏神韵的演出。
神韵呢，不管在这个舞台、音乐、服装，还有那个演员的这个基本功力啊，都是一流的。经由这个舞蹈啊，这个动作来介绍文化，是比较容易切入了。整个节目啊，给人一种很清新的感觉，啊，很健康的感觉。
中华民国侨务委员廖聪明夫妇非常欣赏神韵，不但自己一看再看，也极力推荐给身边的亲朋好友。
昨天我也来一次，今天也来一次，我觉得这个节目非常好，很精彩又丰富，很难得的一个机会啊，尤其在海外能够看到中国这种传统跟艺术在国外展现出来，我们为我们中国人感到很骄傲。
廖夫人对神韵的演出赞不绝口，
生日期间太美了，太美了，无法形容了，太美了，尤其教学乐团太棒了。
美国华商联合会常务理事许鹏哲夫妇希望神韵能更多更广的在世界各地演出。
真的都是非常杰出，非常特殊了，我这个深深的以你们为荣啊，也非常佩服你们。
新唐人记者蓝红、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
被誉为世界第一秀的神韵晚会于2月5日在美国洛杉矶音乐中心多罗西钱德勒剧院隆重拉开序幕。神韵演出高超的技巧、深邃的内涵、绝美的艺术，引领观众遨游天上人间，纵览历史与现实，深刻体会中华神传文化的精髓。下面请看报道。
2月5日晚，由神韵纽约艺术团担纲主演的神韵晚会在光明与殊胜中结束，留给观众无尽的惊喜、舒心、遐思和期盼。流连忘返的观众带着感动与愉悦的笑容，在大厅内传递意犹未尽的赞叹。
It's absolutely beautiful. I love the language. I love the colors. I love everything about it. They just float. They float. I mean, it's just incredible. The dancers are beautiful. The singing is gorgeous. It's just dreamy.Never seen anything like this before. It's the first time. It's enjoyable, and I'm definitely coming back.
I really enjoyed the show because it had a lot of action, and I felt like during the show it never really stopped. Never made me like bored or anything. I was always like interested, never like took my eyes off.
正在学习中国舞的 C. Jones 对舞蹈赞不绝口，对音乐也感触颇深。
The Chinese instrument, the 二胡。She's so, you can see her soul in the instrument, like she would, you see her hands and she's so expressive, it makes me almost want to cry.
I love it, it's great, it's very entertaining and colorful, full of Chinese culture.
Oh, it was just fantastic, I really enjoyed it, it was colorful, it was just moving, it was just beautiful.
Very excited about your return in July, so I'll be waiting.
这是新唐人记者蓝红、袁科洛杉矶报道。